Aurianne stood beside him, looking quite petulant that she'd been required to wear drab scar clothing. Sazed ignored their lack of excitement.
I wonder what the future of this will be. Perhaps there will be a succession of survivors for this people. This could be the foundation of a religion with true, lasting potential, since it could reinvent itself to suit the needs of the populace. Of course, new survivors mean new leaders, each one with different opinions. Rather than a line of priests who promote orthodoxy, each new survivor would seek to establish himself as distinct from those he succeeded. It could make for numerous factions and divisions in the body of worshippers.
Sazed, Breeze said, whatever happened to not collecting religions? Sazed paused.
I'm not really collecting this religion. I'm just theorizing about its potential.
Breeze raised an eyebrow.
Besides, Sazed said, it might have to do with our current mission. If this new survivor is indeed a real person, he may be able to help us overthrow Quellian.
Or, Aurianne noted, he might present a challenge to us for leadership of the city once Quellian does fall.
True, Sazed admitted. Either way, I do not see why you are complaining, Breeze. Did you not want me to become interested in religions again?
That was before I realized you'd spend the entire evening, then the next morning, chattering about it, Breeze said. Where is Quellian, anyway? If I miss lunch because of his executions, I'll be rather annoyed.
Executions.
In his excitement, Sazed had nearly forgotten just what it was they had come to see. His eagerness deflated, and he remembered why Breeze was acting so solemnly. The man spoke lightly, but the concern in his eyes indicated that he was disturbed by the thought of the citizen burning innocent people to death.
There,
Aurianne said, pointing toward the other side of the market. Something was making a stir. The citizen, wearing a bright blue costume. It was a new, approved color, one only he was allowed to wear. His counselors surrounded him in red. Finally, Breeze said, following the crowd as they bunched up around the citizen. Sazed followed, his steps growing reluctant. Now that he thought about it, he was tempted to use his troops to try to stop what was about to occur. Of course, he knew that would be foolish. Playing his hand now to save a few would ruin their chances of saving the entire city. With a sigh, he followed Breeze and Aurianne, moving with the crowd. He also suspected that watching the murders would remind him of the pressing nature of his duties in Urto. Theological studies would wait for another time.
You're going to have to kill them, Kelsier said.
Spook crouched quietly atop a building in the wealthier section of Urto. Below, the citizens' procession was approaching. Spook watched it through cloth-wrapped eyes. It had taken many coins, nearly the last of what he'd brought with him from Luthadel, to bribe out the location of the executions sufficiently in advance so that he could get into position. He could see the sorry individuals that Quellian had decided to murder. Many of them were like Franson's sister, people who had been discovered to have noble parentage. Several others, however, were only spouses of those with noble blood. Spook also knew of one man in this group who had spoken out too loudly against Quellian. The man's connection to the nobility was tenuous. He had once been a craftsman, catering specifically to noble clientele.
I know you don't want to do it, Kelsier said, but you can't lose your nerve now.
Spook felt powerful. Pewter lent him an air of invincibility that he'd never before imagined. He had slept barely a few hours in the last 6 days, but he didn't feel tired. He had a sense of balance that any cat would have envied, and he had strength his muscles shouldn't have been able to produce. And yet power wasn't everything. His palms were sweating beneath his cloak, and he felt beads of perspiration creeping down his brow. He was no Mistborn. He wasn't Kelsier or Vin. He was just Spook.
What was he thinking? I can't do it, he whispered. You can, Kelsier said. You've practiced with the cane I've watched. Plus, you stood against those soldiers in the market. They nearly killed you, but you were fighting two thugs. You did very well, considering. You need to save those people, Spook. Ask yourself, what would I do if I were there? I'm not you. Not yet, Kelsier whispered. Not yet.
Below, Quellian preached against the people about to be executed. Spook could see Beldra, the citizen's sister, at his side. Spook leaned forward. Was that really a look of sympathy, even pain, in her eyes as she watched the unfortunate prisoners herded toward the building? Or was that just what Spook wanted to see in her? He followed her gaze, watching the prisoners. One of them was a child, holding fearfully to a woman as the group was prodded into the building that would become their pyre.
Kelsier's right, Spook thought. I can't let this happen. I may not succeed, but at least I have to try.
His hands continued to shake as he moved through the hatch atop his building and dashed down the steps, cloak whipping behind him. He rounded a corner, heading for the wine cellar. Noblemen were strange creatures. During the days of the Lord Ruler, they had often feared for their lives as much as Ska thieves did, for court intrigue often led to imprisonment or assassination. Spook should have realized what he was missing from the beginning. No thieving crew would build a lair without a bolt hole for emergency escapes. Why would the nobility be any different? He leaped, cloak flapping, as he dropped the last few steps. He hit the dusty floor, and his enhanced ears heard Quellian begin to rant up above. The Ska crowds were murmuring. The flames had started. There, in the darkened basement of the building, Spook found a section of the wall already open, a secret passageway leading from the building next door. A group of soldiers stood in the passageway.
"Quickly," Spook heard one of them say, "before the fire gets here."
"Please,"
another voice cried, her words echoing through the passageway.
"At least take the child."
People grunted. The soldiers moved on the opposite side of the passage from Spook, keeping the people in the other basement from escaping. They had been sent by Quellian to save one of the prisoners. On the outside, the citizen made a show of denouncing anyone with noble blood. Allomancers, however, were too valuable to kill. And so he chose his buildings carefully, only burning those with hidden exits through which he could carefully extract the allomancers. It was the perfect way to show orthodoxy, yet